What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Jazz, and I'm here with a word from our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Just head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BLEAV50, that is BLEAV50 in all capital letters, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Topic Fandom Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hutzinger, and we are part of the BLEAV Network. Sorry, I got my intros mixed up for a second. I am joined by my co-host today. First of all, we've got, her name is not Madison with two N's and a Y, but not where you think it is. It is Chelsea, my lovely wife, battling COVID with her Pikachu headphones in the other room. Chelsea, how are you?
I'm feeling much better.
Much better, but still positive. So that is why we're in different rooms. And then also joining me from his cubicle, drinking a Sonic Slurpee. He might be in the mirror dimension because it probably won't even kill him. We got Alex Roy. How's it going, Alex?
I'm fine. I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. Why?
I was just trying to combine the mirror dimension and COVID, and I was like, what are you talking about? But I got you.
Yeah, no, I mean, as I alluded to, we're here to talk about She-Hulk, episode 4. And like, you know, we're gonna rate it at the end of the episode, but like, I just want to go on record and say this is my favorite episode of the entire series.
Yes.
So I
think maybe we should just go get that out of the way. Let's just go ahead and rate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alex literally gave two thumbs up, so.
Yeah, I give it two thumbs up, too.
I give it three thumbs up. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I give it two thumbs up as well. You know, we I mean, it was a really enjoyable episode. And you know, kind of like.
I mean, this was the first episode that made me laugh, like, genuinely made me laugh.
Yeah, like,
not just the nose breaths.
Yeah, exactly. Not just like, funny. No, it was really, like, I was laughing, like, that was hilarious. Like, yeah. The interaction between those two, between, you know, Wong and Madison, was just, it was top notch.
All right, well, hey, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's kind of dive into, you know, what happened. So obviously, whenever like the She-Hulk poster dropped, Donnie Blaze was like a topic for like many websites and videos. They thought that, you know, oh, is this a Ghost Rider? Is this like a variant of Ghost Rider or something like that? Like, there was a lot of theories about it, but no, he's just a, you know, second rate magician, you know, trying to make a buck out there. And somehow, oh no, he got a sling ring, and we learn later that he went to Convertage, he tried learning under Mystic Arts, and then, you know, he was basically just making a farce out of it, and he got kicked out. How he got to keep the sling ring, I don't understand, but yeah, so like, that's
maybe he transported his own self out of there using the sling ring.
I feel like they could have just chased him at that point, though,
probably,
because I mean, yeah, I don't know, but like, the whole idea that this random dude just has the sling ring, like, it goes back to the whole Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, like, you got great power in your hand and you're not using it very responsibly. But so, you know, the first thing that we see is he teleports this girl, Madison, who is three sheets to the wind, gone, wasted. And he sends her to this basically hell dimension, in which she meets a demon that Chelsea is almost 100% sure is Mephisto.
Name Jake. Yeah,
not a demon almost named Jake. 100%
a demon
sure,
goat. But...
Wouldn't it be funny if it was
a demon goat that needed six drops of blood and signed a contract and a NDA, like, you know, can't tell anybody, or, you know, he'll wreak havoc on souls. Yeah, no, that was awesome. And then, you know, obviously she teleports in the friggin' demon goat teleports her to Wong's apartment in Convertage. And the dude's just trying to watch some Sopranos. Madison just walks in on his Friday night. You know, he's about to have a nice time, watch Sopranos, probably got some popcorn going. He was getting his groove on. He was about to have a good time. She just pops in there and she's like, hey, you know, this demon goat named Jake sent me here. You know, I had to give 6 drops of blood. And he's like, basically he was confirming, was it Donnie Blaze that sent you through the portal? Wong, just the idea that the Sorcerer Supreme, the Master of the Mystic Arts, Wong, just has this personal vendetta and is just like personally attacked by Donnie Blaze when he's like, Donnie Blaze must pay for this.
Well, no. Remember, the reason he got pissed off was because whenever Madison showed up,
she spoiled
the episode and said that that's the episode that Andrea dies or Andrea dies. And so, yeah, like, he gets pissed off because of that. If she wouldn't have done that, I'm pretty sure he would have just been like, this is just a nuisance. I'm going to go ahead and sling ring you back to where you go, and that's about it. But when she spoiled it, he was like, oh, hell no. This takes, you know, this is war now.
Well, I think it was the tipping point. Like, I think he's had numerous interactions with this guy because he knew exactly who it was he was talking about. And, like, the final straw, like, no, you spoiled season 2, episode 12 of The Sopranos. Like, no, this means war. I'm bringing in the superhuman law division.
The heavy guns.
Yeah. And, I just want to say, you know, like, I know we harped a lot about She-Hulk and, like, the CGI early on, but, like, in this episode, and really anytime She-Hulk has her hair up, like, when she's, like, in the office, it doesn't look as bad to me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I mean,
the CGI on this episode was not bad at all. Like, you even had those little weird demon bat things looking at the end of the episode, and you know, those were pretty good with the CGI. So, you know, I thought the CGI on this one was pretty good.
Yeah, the Just Add Water demon bats that decided
to grow. Or slam against the wall and watch them grow.
Yeah, that was a wild time. But, you know, I mean, we can get into the crux of, like, what the episode's about, but, like, what was really the most enjoyable thing is just watching these characters interact. Like, you know, we got to see She-Hulk and Wong interact in the last episode, but Wong just kind of barging into her office, like, Miss Walters, I need your help. You know, I require an attorney. And he's, like, explaining his case. And he says, magician, notice how I used the quotes. She's like, got it. Not a real magician. And he said, where does this guy operate out of? He's like, the Mystic Castle. Notice how it's like, yes, you use quotes around Mystic Castle, indicating it's not mystic or a castle. Got it. And yeah, I mean, it was just a good time. It was just overall, like, just a good time, full of a lot of laughs. And yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, we can go beat for beat about it. I feel like I've been talking a long time. So, Chelsea, you want to pick up where I left off?
You don't know where you left off.
Well, Wong just flingering into Walter's office.
I guess I have a question about if we know that Wong knows about Donnie Blaze, and we're presumed to think that he's had multiple interactions with him leading up to this, and this was, like, his final straw. You're going to tell me that nobody can do anything about this guy that an attorney can do? I'm confused about this. Like, just take the sling ring away by force. I don't understand, other than obviously it has to be the plot of the episode, which is fine.
I mean, it could be a situation where Donnie Blaze is actually not that bad of a, you know, of a person of the mystic arts. He just happens to be very immature and or very just, like, doesn't, you know, wants to have fun, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And this guy may just be like, yo, I got all this power, I'm gonna go ahead and have fun, you know, because if I had the ability to go ahead and fling webs out of my hands and, you know, swing through buildings, I might rob a bank, I might do this, I might do that, you know, like, so maybe, just maybe, Donnie Blaze is just a pretty good wizard, and they can't really catch up with him. You know, he has those skills.
Well, I mean, he did say, I think Wong said that he only trained for like a week and then he peaced out.
Yeah.
So like he's definitely, I think I would assume to be an amateur at the very least. He struggled to open like the Sling Ring Circle to begin with, but I just think it's so weird when shows are like, this is the Sorcerer Supreme and he couldn't do anything more than call Jen Walters to fix, I don't know, whatever. It works for the show, but like in the
Yeah.
grand scheme of like the MCU, it's kind of silly at the very least, but it's supposed to be for the sake of
Hey,
the show.
if in a week in the job, he's already sling-ringing his frat boys and his and keg parties over to Kamar-Taj, I think he's pretty good. You
Yeah,
know,
maybe.
or this may just be a situation where, you know, superheroes are trying to do things legitly. Like in this
Yeah.
new world where everybody was blipped back, you know, instead of going all vigilante on people, maybe they are trying to do like things, you know, legit and trying to kind of, you know, this is a situation where we know that superheroes are now a part of our world, you know, so kind of like the court scene, was it last week with Runa, where she was like, hey, I want to plead diplomatic immunity. Asgardian diplomatic immunity, and the judge was like, we're not in New Asgard, we're not in Asgard,
Yeah.
so you can't do that here. So I'm guessing like a lot of these superheroes and a lot of these humans are trying to kind of coexist legally and in a, you know, in a certain legal fashion. And so, you know, this is maybe what Wong is trying to do. He's trying to do things correctly instead of doing things in a
Yeah,
vigilante
I do think
type
it's
way.
like interesting to see how they are establishing like I don't, I guess laws is the best, I don't know, rules and things that we obviously know nothing about and they haven't spoken about in any other facet of the movies and things other than like the Sokovia Accords and all that stuff. So like obviously there has to be rules and things that are put into place that have to be followed to some degree. But even Jin is like, well, you have nothing on paper against this dude, so like what can I actually do as a lawyer? And she finds a loophole and figures it out. But
Like
then you
lawyers
have the
do.
scene where they are actually battling the bat thingamabobs and he has to go and get her help. And I'm like, you are the Sorcerer Supreme. What do you need her
Yeah.
help for? Or I don't understand. You can't do anything more than sling ring and like
What?
shoot these guys through the hole.
That's where I think the legit part of it is, because he's like, look, I got you dead to rights. I'm gonna go ahead and call my lawyer and go ahead and show her what you're doing, and then we're
Yeah.
gonna go ahead and take it from here. And basically, this is the point where Donnie Blaze settles. You know, this is not the point where you take it to court again.
Yeah.
This is the point. You know, this is the point where he says, you know what? You know,
Okay,
I'll
I
take the
fold.
deal. I'll take the plea deal. Yeah, exactly. I'll take the plea deal. Here's the sling ring. Go ahead and take care of this problem for me.
And Wong did say though that like the portal is damaged. I have to repair the portal. So like
But why
that's.
is the portal damaged? I need.
Because Donnie Blaze doesn't know what he's doing. He was
But he
trifling with
made his
powers that
own
he didn't
portal.
understand.
Look, I just have to think that like Wong totally could have handled that himself.
Well, like I think he had control of his portal, but like, you know, he was moving
Yeah.
his portal around, like trying to catch him. But like
Yeah.
the problem was, like, there was still a drain that was open that was Donnie Blaze's portal that was damaged that he had to fix. I think that was kind of the issue with at hand there.
I think it was hilarious whenever he opened up his portal and like, you know, She-Hulk was getting it on, and he's like, I feel like your father.
He was like, Miss Walters, why aren't you answering the phone? Oh, I see why now. Yeah, that was funny. What'd you guys think of the action, the fight scene with the bat demons?
I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. I thought it was, I don't know. I didn't see, like I said, the CGI was fine. You know, I like the fact that these bats, you know, if you're gonna have a theme where if the bats get hit or if they get thrown, they grow, you know, it was good. You know, you kept it up pretty well on the CGI. So yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was fun.
Tell us what's funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
No
mean,
clue.
I enjoyed the fight scene. I also enjoyed how like they stayed true to like, you know, she's still a novice as like a superhero, like fighting. Like she has all this power, but she doesn't like really know how to use it. She's just kind of grabbing them and throwing them and, you know, swinging her arms around like she there. These aren't calculated hits or movements. And you know, it's funny when she ever she got in there and Wong was explaining what to do. She was like, "What do you want me to do about it?" And Wong's like, "Be a freaking Hulk, dude! Like, be what you are." So, yeah, I really enjoyed that that whole scene, that whole exchange.
And here's my thing, like, okay, she's a superhero because she's a Hulk, but it's not like she's training. It's not like Bruce is around kind of giving her lessons every other day or anything like that. So, you know, she hasn't trained in a while. And so, you know, I'm very curious to see whenever a real fight does happen, if they're gonna show her being rusty or if she's gonna just dominate just because she's a Hulk. You know, I know she had to fight with the Wreckers, you know, in the last week, but I just think whenever she goes against somebody, maybe like Titania or somebody like that, it's gonna be interesting to see how she handles that after, you know, being, I guess, out of superhero shape for so long.
Yeah, a fight with the Wrecking Crew. Notice how I'm using the quotes around Wrecking Crew.
Yes, thank you.
But no, I think a lot of it is that she's starting to come to terms with her She-Hulk self. You know, you kind of seen that through the episode, her submitting and, you know, putting She-Hulk as a dating profile, her best friend, her paralegal talking about how like, you know, the name's growing on me for She-Hulk. And you know, kind of just saying like own it, like own who you are. This like it or not, this is a part of who you are. And instead of, you know, acting like it's not, or you know, kind of thrown in the closet and pretending like it doesn't exist, like, you know, embrace it.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's like, and honestly, feel bad for her. You know, you see the duality of between her and Jen Walters, and it's just like, you know, for so long she's been Jen Walters' attorney at law, and now she is She-Hulk, and She-Hulk, the She-Hulk persona is starting to take over completely. Like, people don't want to deal with Jen Walters. You know, they don't want to deal with the normal human. You know, they want to deal with the superhero. They want to ask superhero questions. And you know, just like, you know, a guy would be like, "Yo, what's it like to have sex with a Hulk? I don't know. Let me go ahead and try." You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just, you know, I feel kind of bad for her because, you know, she wakes up that next morning, she's normal, she's Jen Walters, and the guy's like, "You know what? I'm out."
Yeah, well, I kind of think that was just his plan to begin with.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was just he was trying to say all the right things to, you know, hit it and quit it.
Probably, and they had bragging rights with his boys.
Yeah. It was funny all the dates that you know she went on. You got the classic gym bro, like how much do you deadlift? Oh, I'm not even a superhero. I just did 600. And then you got the superhero fanboy that's just like, what else can you do? What else can you do? Oh, that's so awesome. Like just geeking
And then
out.
you got the jerk that doesn't care. He's just on a date hoping to get like free food or something like that.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
he
no,
just wanted
that was
free
yeah, that was the
drinks.
Jennifer Walters. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah, there was
Yeah, true that.
she had some catches there. The other aspect that I kind of want to talk about in this episode before I'm getting close to wrapping up because we've got other things to talk about, exciting things. Just the fourth wall breaking, man. Like they do it so well. It catches me off guard every time, but like, you know, like obviously you have the scene with Donnie Blaze and Madison and Wong at the beginning, and then you're right in Jen's apartment and she's like, oh, Wong's back this week. You guys love Wong for some reason. It's almost like
Yeah.
Twitter armor for the show. Like, I love it. It's so meta, and it's like
See,
it's
my
just such a
biggest
good.
takeaway from this episode is, was this episode only funny though? Or like, was it only a two thumbs up for me because of like the Wong and Madison stuff? And is the next episode going to be like mid again? Because I hope not, because I hope it keeps this trajectory. And I like we're getting more into like the law show of it all, you know, like each episode being about a different case. And I hope that it maintains this level of like punchiness to it, like funny and not cringy funny, like genuinely funny. Because some of it still is cringy funny, but I hope it.
I think it's purposefully stays cringy funny a little bit.
Like I don't care if that, I don't care if it's purposefully cringy. If it still makes me like squirm in my seat, I don't want it. Like I don't want to watch it.
Yeah,
like it was. I get what you're saying. I 100% get what you're saying, Chelsea. Like the chemistry, and I hate that. And I hate to just focus in on Wong and Madison, but the chemistry, and I don't know if it was purposeful, like by the writers or whatever, or I don't know if it's just a fact that Wong can just own a scene like that. Yeah. Like he's just that great of an actor and has those comedic chops to kind of do that. But, you know, the scenes with Madison and with him, like, I think they were just amazing. They were entirely funny. And I think it does kind of overshadow the She-Hulk-ness of the show.
Yeah.
And you worry and like, about that moving forward.
It makes me think about, like, they tried to do this stuff with Megan Thee Stallion last episode, and they did all this promotional stuff about, like, the girl that plays She-Hulk. I can't remember her name, but...
Tatiana.
Yeah, like, she wanted to do all this stuff with Megan Thee Stallion. She loves Megan Thee Stallion. But, like, it was flat for me. It just doesn't have... I don't want, like... her main character-ness to be overshadowed, but like something about it just disconnects for me, and I wish that it didn't, but I hope that the next episodes keep going this direction.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see her grow more into, you know, the hero of She-Hulk as the series goes on, while staying, yeah, you know, in her bag and in terms of like the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Which we haven't really even seen her in the courtroom since she was a human, but I guess they had that hearing, but it wasn't really the courtroom. But, you know, Disney released a mid-season trailer for She-Hulk, and in it, you know, there's a costume. Like, she has, like, her own, like, superhero costume, mm-hmm, akin to kind of like what she has in the comics, kind of close to what we've seen Banner wears, Professor Hulk, Smart Hulk, whatever you want to call him. So
don't say Smart Hulk.
That's what they call it.
God, that just makes my blood boil.
But you know, I mean, the point is, like, you know, this whole series, I think, is going to be a buildup of her, A, starting to accept herself, but B, also accepting the responsibility that she's been given with this power, on top of, you know, maintaining her, you know, normal life, which is a lawyer. Like, she worked hard to be a lawyer. You know, she didn't ask to be given superpowers. Like, she wants to be a lawyer, but if she has these powers and she could help people, you know, why not do that? So, yeah, I'm really enjoying the series. You know, we gave it a two thumbs up, and I'm excited to see, you know, where else it goes from here. All the supporting characters in this series, I've really enjoyed. You know, obviously we talked about Madison. She actually got a character poster I saw earlier on Twitter.
Oh, is she gonna be back?
I don't know, but. As soon as she said two names, I don't, in a Y, but not where you think it is, like, yeah. Okay.
Well, so from what I hear, they're, you know, they are doing like end of the game type reshoots with Black Panther. I think they might try to do some end of the game reshoots for She-Hulk and just put Madison in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because she stole the show. She stole the
she
show.
She really did.
Her and Wongers.
Yeah, you hear all the time about how like characters are supposed to just be there for a few episodes, but they just tear it up and they're like, oh crap, like we need to have this more. Like Grant Gustin appearing in Arrow, like he was supposed to just be there as a one-off, and like he got his own show that outlasted Arrow, still freaking going. Joe Keery as Steve Harrington in Stranger Things. He was supposed to be just a one-off character in
really the, I did not show. Know that.
Yeah, and
yeah,
like,
he was supposed to die in season one.
And he crushed it, and he's still there.
I mean, you know the greatest kind of like, you know, cameo guy that turned the show around and just stayed on the show for the rest of it, Steve Urkel.
Oh, really?
For Family. Yeah, he was only supposed to be like on an episode or two, and like
the main character
loved him so much that he just stayed on for the rest of the series.
You know, as you see, there's precedent. I'm not saying like we're gonna see a Madison in the Avengers movies or anything like that, but she could, you know, if She-Hulk goes into season two, she could still be like a supporting character.
I mean, they loved Agatha so much they gave her own show.
Yeah, Agatha's got powers though. It's a little bit different. Like
She does.
you can do a little bit more with
Madison has
Agatha.
powers too.
She has the power of charisma and
She can
friendship.
drink you under the table. And then, charisma and friendship. Yes.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
spoilers.
Watching This Is Us with Wong.
Oh yeah, it
Yeah.
was so funny that they're watching This Is Us, because that is not a Disney property, right?
Neither of them
Like,
are, because HBO isn't either. HBO
right,
is
that's
part of
direct
Time Warner.
competitors, yeah.
Yeah,
How are they able
exactly.
to do that?
HBO and NBC, so that is interesting. There was
You know
one more thing I had.
what I
Go.
loved? I'll let you think about that, but you know what I loved about it? Like, no, I mean, this is an aspect that we don't really think about, but I watch these movies and I watch these shows, and I'm like, in my head, I'm just like, I wonder what superheroes do on their off time. And like, this kind of showed me like
Yeah, slice of
a
life.
voyeuristic, yeah, a voyeuristic view into the life of Wong whenever he's not sling ringing around universes and around the world. He's just chilling, watching, he's doing what we're doing. He's out here using
Streaming
his
his favorite show, man.
streaming services, watching the shows that he needs to watch. Soprano's been off for over 10 years. He's right here catching up because he hasn't watched it yet. So it's just like, I just thought it was hilarious.
Hey, he was doing librarian crap at Commartage, man. He didn't have time for all that.
Yeah, exactly. Too much stuff.
Yeah, no, the only other thing I had to add is if I had to give a negative to this episode, it's that Josh Segarra did not appear.
Yeah, where you go?
Come on, Bugs, where you at, bro?
And like on her schedule, they were supposed to have drinks. Her, Christine, and Pug were supposed to have drinks, and they didn't.
Oh man. Alex, you're an eagle eye with that crap, man.
Well, you got to, man. Like you have to look at that stuff because that's what they do. They put it in there. They put it in like the computer screens, or they put it in the. Because if you saw like on her profile, on her, it wasn't Tinder. What's it called?
Matcher.
Matcher. On her Matcher profile, they have the QR code that you can scan, and you could, get access to the comic book on the internet.
Ah.
Yeah, you just have to watch for that, for stuff like that. That's how they like to throw those Easter eggs in there.
I'm gonna have to start calling you Easter Egg Alex. That's going to be your nickname on here.
I don't know if I like that name, but
I don't know if
Kind of
I
like
like that.
Santa.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, hey, we already ranked this episode, so I mean, I think it's safe to say that we're all enjoying the series, but there's more pressing matters afoot. You know, as much as we're enjoying She-Hulk, what may be transpiring tomorrow as we're recording this on Friday night is infinitely more important and infinitely more exciting.
Yes.
D23 is back, you know, after a couple year hiatus due to COVID. They're back and better than ever. We're expecting a massive amount of announcements. And
Yes.
I guess the way I want to start this out is I just want to kind of go around the Zoom table here and
Sorry.
see what you're most excited for. If you could refrain from talking about the one that you're most excited for, if you know what I'm saying, and talk about the other ones. And let's start with Chelsea.
Oh, wait, you gotta go. I don't even know
Okay, Alex.
the Alex.
I mean, I'm excited to finally see, what's gonna be in phase six, because there's so much that needs to happen before we get to, Avengers Kang Dynasty and Avengers Secret War. There's so much that needs to take place. You have to introduce Doctor Doom somehow, some way. You have to introduce him. Fantastic Four is going to be a part of Phase 5 and Phase 6. So you're going to have to start to introduce them. Who are going to be the characters that play them? We know who the director is. Who are going to be the characters that play the Fantastic Four? And then you know what? If I keep hearing that Denzel Washington and Giancarlo Esposito are going to be in the MCU, I want to see what the hell they're going to be playing, because I would be hella excited for them to be in the MCU.
Yeah, there's a list of names that's going around. I guess like it was a
Yes.
reputable scooper that dropped the list of names, and If you don't like spoilers, I don't know what you're doing here, but
Go away.
spoiler alert if you haven't, seen this in terms of casting, but the list of names includes let's see here, so
It's
as
not a
you said.
spoiler. This is not a spoiler. This is a not a
Rumor.
sneak peek, a rumor. Exactly. It's not a
Yeah.
spoiler.
Yes, I mean, there's Giancarlo Esposito, like I said, Denzel Washington, Jodie Comer, Daisy Edgar Jones, John Krasinski was in there, John Boyega. There's
Tom
somebody
Hanks?
else. Was Tom
There's
Hanks?
possibly
I didn't
Tom
see
Hanks?
that one.
Yes. I don't know. I
Henry
thought.
Cavill is also in that rumor.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of
Also.
speculation as to who all these characters will be playing, but I'm very excited just to see some names mashed up with names. Like I'm tired of speculating. I'm tired of like talking about it. I want to see it come to fruition. And before I go off on a tangent, Chelsea, I'm gonna let you have the floor now.
Well, I don't know. You gotta ask me a question. My mind's going a
What are
million
you most excited
directions.
for at D23,
Oh,
excluding Fantastic Four? Because I think that's everybody's answer.
well, I'm excited for Nova, but
Our
after I
son?
no. But after I heard the rumors earlier, I'm conflicted and confused. So I'm
Okay,
also
that was a 4chan rumor. Let me clear that
right,
here.
but like I think I have a really specific idea of what I want it to be. And I think honestly, no matter what, I'm gonna be disappointed. So that just is what it is.
Let me ask you this: who is your fan cast for Nova? Like, if you're picturing
I
Nova,
don't know because well, it depends on which one they're fan casting.
if you're doing Richard Rider, because I think that they will go that route.
I don't have an idea in my head for that one because I don't know. They're loving to do this thing where they change origins lately, and that's what I'm worried about. I don't want things to be changed. At least not to the point where you're like rewriting the whole story. Like a little tweak here, even the way they changed She-Hulk, her origin, like that made sense for the story they were telling, but like I don't know. I have a feel. There's been so many changes lately that I'm nervous about it all.
Yeah, and Alex, just so you're not confused, I read Chelsea a 4chan leak that I saw on Reddit that said that the guy casted to play Nova was going to be John Boyega, and I
Oh,
guess
wow.
yes, yeah, so, I mean that would be like a far departure from the norm, and like I like John Boyega, I want to see him in the MCU. Like,
See,
there's a
I
lot of
don't like
characters.
John Boyega. I think he has no, like,
Charisma.
no, none
Well, a
whatsoever.
lot of that is how his character was written, and he's talked ad nauseum about that, and Star Wars and stuff. But
Maybe. I haven't seen him in anything else, so I guess maybe, but.
yeah, I'd like to see him in the MCU, obviously. And there's like a list of characters I'd love to see him as. Nova's just not there, man. Like, Nova is
It
this
feels weird, but
he's this younger, like, kind of like cockier guy, like akin to like an older Spider-Man. He's witty, like also, I like Nova. Like, he's one of my favorite characters, aside from Spider-Man. But like I was telling Chelsea, everybody kind of gets bent out of shape if you make a black character white and whitewash them, or if you make a white character black. I don't think that's really an issue with this,
yeah.
because Nova is Richard Rider's a Xandarian, and it's an alien race, so they could be white, they could be black, they could be brown skin, they could be white skin, whatever. They're aliens. You don't have to justify it by any stretch of the imagination. Now, when you get to Sam Alexander, which is the younger Nova, like, he's from Earth, he's Hispanic, like, that's like, if you start changing that, then yeah, I can understand like a little bit of uproar and like messing with the origin, but
Sam
yeah.
Alexander is Hispanic. Why don't they just call him Sam Alejandro?
I know, right? I mean, that's your namesake, man. I don't know why his name's Alexander, but yeah, he's.
So Richard Rider, I think, was it, how do you say his first name? Decray Montgomery.
Dacre Montgomery?
Dacre.
Yeah, Dacre Montgomery.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a great Nova, a Richard Rider.
Yeah, I like him. My main choice, like 100%, my choice is Dylan O'Brien. Like,
It's
I
not
mean, he
happening.
kills it in every role he's in. He's super funny, super witty. Yeah, I would love Dylan O'Brien as Nova. Chelsea wants him to be Nightwing. That's why she's saying no.
No, I mean, I think he would be a great Nova also, but he's not gonna be in a Marvel movie. Like, he just won't do it.
There's a lot of people that people have said just won't be in Marvel movies that have been in Marvel movies. That's all I gotta say. I never thought I'd see Russell Crowe in a Marvel movie, so.
Yeah, that's true.
What? I
With a
don't
Greek
even know
accent.
who Russell. Okay, but
He played Zeus.
yeah.
Yeah, and in his
But he's not like a superhero. I mean, he's Zeus, but you know, it's a little bit different.
but he's in the MCU, that's
I
the
get it.
difference.
Yeah. There's exceptions for everything, but
All right, my Chelsea took mine. I was very excited for
sorry.
Nova.
Oh,
There's
we
rumor.
literally named our child Nova, so
Yeah,
obviously we're on the same page
that's
here.
fair. There is a rumor that so Nova is going to be a series, is what the rumor is. They're also going to be an Okoye series and a Wonder Man series. Again, these are the rumors. Like, don't take this for gospel. Very excited for Deadpool to finally be brought into the MCU. They're here and there's going to be an announcement there. Maybe a Shang-Chi sequel. But honestly, like, the thing that I'm like most excited about, let me double check. There was rumor that they might announce a new Spider-Man at D23, which if that happens, like, forget everything. Like, I'm
I
here. Sign
saw
me
a
up for
video
it.
on YouTube of it a second ago, but
Yeah.
it was really blurry. And it looked like a Spider-Man movie on there.
But if I'm picking what I'm most excited for, and I'm not picking Fantastic Four, I'm picking Thunderbolts. I love team up movies.
Yeah.
I love movies where, like, you get a little bit of something different. Like, obviously these are characters that were villains that are, either being rehabilitated or, trying to, be given more depth to make you not only care about them, but also like sympathize with them.
Understand them.
Yeah. And like, I mean, if Yelena Belova's in it, I mean, she's already a fan favorite. You got Val, John Walker. For all the people that hate John Walker, like the actor, Walker Russell, I think might have been his name.
That's what's his name?
Wyatt Russell, Kurt
Wyatt Russell,
Russell's
yeah.
son. Yeah, I mean, he crushed it. He crushed it in his role. So I'm looking forward to see him cook. Baron Zemo, we get
Yeah,
more
he
Danny
was like
Rule up in the
almost
building.
too good where you like don't want to like him as an actor, you know? Like when
Well,
they
that's
do their
like
job
that,
too good.
yeah. Like the actor that played Joffrey, like you're just like you
Yeah,
bastard.
like that kid sucked.
Oh yeah, no, there's a lot of actors like that. So yeah, I feel that. But no, I'm looking forward to see what they do with it. The only confirmed characters that we have right now are Zemo, Walker, and Yelena Belova. But there's speculation. There's gonna be Blonsky. There's speculation. Ghost will
Yeah.
appear. There's speculation. Titania is gonna appear. Obviously, Louis Dreyfus is returning as Val, so
Val.
like it's gonna be a big cast, and I'm looking forward to see what they do with all that, and how they maneuver it, and I think it's just gonna be a good time. It'd be nice if they announce a director with that as well, if they haven't already. Have they already announced a director with that?
I don't
You're
think
asking
so.
the wrong person.
Yeah, I wasn't asking you. I was asking
Oh, sorry.
Alex. All right. The last little bit of D23 that like we're going to be previewing is, I mean, this is what this besides X-Men, and I don't think we're getting X-Men anytime soon.
Well, actually, Jake Schreier has been tapped as director for Thunderbolts.
Oh yeah, he was I know he directed Paper Towns. He's directed a lot of like very different styles of movies, so it's gonna be an
Yeah,
interesting take. I look forward to it though.
it's gonna be penned by the person who wrote Black Widow.
Yeah,
Interesting.
I didn't hate Black Widow.
I didn't
Yes,
either.
you
I
did.
really
Don't
didn't.
lie.
Wow.
No, I didn't enjoy the experience of watching Black Widow because we had all our friends over and
No, Because like, they literally ruined Taskmaster.
That was my only thing. Like I was very upset about that.
One of the coolest. Don't even. I'm done. I can't even talk about it.
All right, but anyways, Fantastic Four. You know, this is the big thing. It's the most anticipated thing in the MCU right now. The cast is rumored to be announced. The director is rumored to be officially announced. I don't want to say fan cast. Let's do it. Let's do fan casting. Why not? I know Chelsea's got people. Alex, I don't know how like in tune to fan casting you are, but you don't got nobody.
Well, no. So I mean, I'm okay with Krasinski. I thought he was good. I'm good with who do they have playing to? Who do they have rumored? Sue Storm. It's the girl that was on with the last
Jodie Comer.
Yes. That would be great. That would be awesome. As far as anybody else, like, you know, Johnny Storm, there's so many young actors out there that are good actors. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. But I think Thing is going to be very difficult to kind of cast. I'm very interested to see who they cast for him.
Do you want to hear who the rumored casting for the Thing is right now?
I mean, wasn't it Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
I think he's too old.
This is my biggest question is, John Krasinski's how old?
That's true. Yeah, he's like 40-something, like 45. Right,
and in oh my God, what's it called? Multiverse of Madness. He's got the gray hair going. Like, he definitely looks comic accurate. Reed Richards is older. But then they always want to cast Sue as like a 20-year-old. And then her brother is like a little bit younger than her. So like either the ages need to be a little more consistent across the board and everyone needs to be that, you know, mid-40s or late-30s. Or they need to age down so it's not so weird here.
Jodie Comer is 29, so she's right on the precipice of 30.
And he's 42. Yeah. He's 42. Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. Like, again, we're expecting, you know, or not expecting, but, you know, the possibility, like, we always see an origin story when it comes to them introducing somebody, you know, somebody so huge and so brand new to the MCU. But they've already said, or they've already rumored that this is not necessarily going to be an origin story. You're going to have flashbacks, but you're not going to have an origin story. Like, they're going to kind of pick up from where we're at now. So it could be a situation where everybody is basically in their early to mid 30s, per se, you know, in the MCU, and they just pick it up from there.
Yeah, the rumor for Johnny Storm is down to two actors, being Ross Lynch and Rudy Pankow. Ross Lynch is... He was in Austin and Alley in his adolescence, but he was also in the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix.
Ross Lynch, really?
Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah, see, that one really, that surprised me because I hadn't heard. Short. Well, okay, all of that aside, I don't know how tall the Human Torch is supposed to be or anything, but like all of that aside, I hadn't heard his name in the mix at all. So when Dylan said that to me this morning, I was like, wait a second. And like, I like Ross Lynch. She was great in Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, but I've literally never watched him in anything else. Yeah. So I know he did like a Jeffrey Dahmer thing, I think, a movie. Was it Jeffrey Dahmer? I don't know. He played a serial killer and I don't know.
Yeah, but my friend Dahmer.
Yeah. And I know he's been in a lot of stuff lately, but I haven't seen any of it. I just can't really see him as the Human Torch, but I don't know.
Yeah, between Ross Lynch and Rudy Pankow, Rudy Pankow is like my 100% choice. Not only does like is he perfect for it, he wants to be Human Torch.
Yeah.
He was just in a movie with Tom Holland who plays Spider-Man in Uncharted. They play brothers. Human Torch and Spider-Man are supposed to be like best friends.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy that plays JJ in Outer Banks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Dylan begged me to watch Outer Banks. I did not want to do it. But the only, my biggest takeaway from it was like, I want that guy to play Human Torch. He would be so good at it. And we, I hadn't heard any rumors of like anyone fan casting him for it. We started Googling like, hey, Rudy Pinkow, want to be Human Torch? And now it's a thing. It's so close. And I want it to be fact so bad. And then him being in that movie with Tom Holland is so close.
And I'll say this. If they do not do, like, at least in Avengers Secret War, if they don't, if they do not have Chris Evans play Human Torch, yeah, somewhere in there, they're doing it wrong. Yeah.
I know. I really loved the original Fantastic Four movie for, like, I think I was, like, maybe 12 or 11 when it came out. I
loved it for what it was.
So, like, yeah, I loved it for what it was. And even watching it back as an adult, I'm like, okay, obviously there's so much wrong here, but like it was kind of fine. I mean,
was,
I didn't,
it was
and
campy.
I thought
it was, I mean, it was,
the
it was
casting odd. Was great, honestly, for like the time. Chris Evans did a great job as Human Torch, if nothing else.
Yeah, I thought the casting all around was great in the first go around. Rise of the Silver Surfer was just egregious, and Fantastic was huge swing.
Yeah, well, we don't even pretend like that other one exists.
Yeah, so no, I mean, I'm with you. I liked Grunhold. I liked.
Look, I was kind of coming around to the idea of Penn Badgley playing.
Yeah,
Reed.
That's the other name. It's still very much a possibility.
I think the fan service of John Krasinski playing it for Multiverse of Madness, and that just being like a fan service thing, is like, that's good enough for me that he even did that. And it's almost kind of cooler that that's like him on a different, you know, multiverse, and that just is what it is. And then we get someone else to be like our you know, Reed. But then at the same time,
the 616 Reed,
you have the continuity like question mark of like, is everyone look the same in like across the multiverses, or like,
well,
how
it's
does
different
that...
because, you know, obviously we saw Mordo in Multiverse of Madness looked very much like Mordo from 616.
Exactly the same, and that's like where I'm conflicted by it all. So,
well, all the Doctor Stranges look the same.
Peggy Carter looked the same. Like, it,
yeah,
still
so
Peggy
then it's
Carter,
like, does it have to be John Krasinski then? Because they've already established this as a thing.
I mean, so the only one that was totally different was Captain Marvel. But situation-wise, you know, she was very close to that situation in the original Captain Marvel anyway. And so, you know, could have easily been her that got sprayed with the power stone and done all that. So, I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It was the space stone.
Oh, space stone. That was power stone. My fault.
No, you're good. Yeah, I mean, if it was Penn Badgley, like, it'd be an interesting choice. Like, the memes would go wild if it was Penn Badgley, but he's 35. He's closer to Jodie Comer's age. I mean, it would be interesting. Like, I wouldn't hate it.
Like, I at first I was offended. I was like, what? I don't think I like couldn't see him wanting to do it, but then I don't know. I think he could do a really good job.
Yeah. The thing with Krasinski, like, for whatever reason, people just seem to think he did a terrible job on Multiverse of Madness as Reed, and like, dude had like three lines.
Yeah,
like, how's
he literally got turned
three
into
lines?
Spaghetti before he even got the chance.
Yeah,
I mean, we knew enough about the character when he said, like, you know, I have kids too, and she's like, is their mother still alive? He's like, yeah, and she's like, you know, good, there'll be somebody to look after him. And when he died, like, we knew enough about him and his family to care that, you know, he was dying and leaving his kids and wife. So like, I think Krasinski did fine. I think people were kind of blowing out of proportion. He looked great. Like, he looked great. And, you know, if they were to bring him back and, like, actually give him a chance to let him cook, like, flex his comedy chops a little bit, because Reed's a little bit of a smart A, like, in the comics. Like, you know, he's the smartest person in the room. He likes to let people know it. And we know that John Krasinski has comedy chops from his time at The Office. So If it was Krasinski, I'm thrilled. If it's Penn Badgley, they're probably going a little bit of a different route in terms of what they're
Younger,
doing there.
yeah.
But yeah, I guess really just Ben Grimm is like the question mark. I think Michael Chiklis was perfect as Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
Jamie Bell, I
Just
like
bring
the
him back.
actor, but it was a really weird choice for Ben Grimm. So I'm interested to see what they're going to do with this.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very interested in that one too. I doubt it's Seth Rogen. And I
Yeah.
honestly will be disappointed if it is Seth Rogen.
Yeah, because like imagine the thing starts giggling about something and all you hear is Seth Rogen's laugh and you're just like, okay, that just takes you out of it completely.
It could be funny. Like it could be played for laughs. Like Seth Rogen's laugh could be played for laughs. And the fact that, like you said, Alex, this isn't an origin story. Like we don't have to see Ben Grimm's human form. It could just be Seth Rogen's voice as the thing.
Yeah, it's true.
And like, if that's the case, is it really that bad? For Chelsea, it is.
No.
I
mean,
guess.
I
love Seth Rogen,
I mean, but you,
but
yeah, I see. Okay. I mean, you have to see Seth Rogen, though, a little bit. Like, you have to
yeah.
see, like, they're going to flash back to at least, if it's not an origin story, they're going to at least flash back. And just seeing, like, old ass, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, I
Well,
mean,
what was they said Jason Segel too, or is he just like not
there
in
was
the talk
rumors
anymore?
that like Jason Segel was casted in She-Hulk and is going to appear as the thing later in She-Hulk. I haven't heard a lot about that since that rumor
I
first came
mean,
out, but
I would maybe prefer that over
and
Seth
almost and,
Rogen at
also
most.
also remember, like, so She-Hulk, it may still be a situation where they present who Ben Grimm is on She-Hulk, but they're doing it after they presented him on in D23. Like I
Yeah.
said, there's a possibility that the origin story for She-Hulk may have come like in episode 8, which of course would not be until late September, early October, which is well after D23. So if they would have shown, oh, we're gonna do a World War Hulk movie in D23, then it would have kind of spoiled the whole like Sakaar and Hulk having to go back and things like that. Them shifting it up to the first episode, I think, kind of sets the stage to say, hey, we've already put the things in motion. Here's the movie that's going to come out from that. And D23. There you go. There's another movie coming out in phase 6.
That would be awesome. That would be an awesome connective tissue piece to kind of throw in She-Hulk and connect it down the line. Kind of, full circling this conversation,
Yeah.
Barry Allen appearing in Arrow as just Barry Allen, the scientist. And then, we see him become Flash in his own show, The Flash.
Yeah.
So I'm down with
Exactly.
that. Well, I think that about covers it, guys. I mean, we talked about a lot with D23. I mean, there's still a lot more happening. Like tonight, like video game presentations are coming out. I think there was a leak of like a World War II game where you play as Wolverine and Captain, or no, Captain America and Black
Yes.
Panther.
Congratulations.
That looked really fun. I'm really excited for that. But yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy crap going on with the Disney IP, not just Marvel, Star Wars. Then of course, not just, movies and TVs, but video games and cartoons, animation. Like their animation, I think, is taking a huge step up. We're supposed to get stuff from X-Men 97, Spider-Man
Yeah.
freshman year, the whole shebang.
Oh
So
yeah, maybe that's what I saw. That
a
makes
lot.
more sense now.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to.
What if season 2?
Yeah. What if season 2, which, what if highs were awesome? What if lows were, pretty low, but I still enjoyed it overall. So yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm very excited. If I was giving it a rating, I would give this a 10 thumbs up for how excited I am to see the fallout of D23. Much like this episode where we did a She-Hulk recap and D23 preview, on Monday we'll be back bringing a House of the Dragon recap like we do after every Sunday episode of House of the Dragon. But we will also be recapping all the big news from D23. Will our fan casting dreams come true? Will the rumors prove themselves to be wrong? And will Marvel just drop an absolute bomb on us, like they have been known to do in the past? And will these names, like, can we finally line these names up with these characters? Like, all your answers will be answered. All your questions will be answered. It's late. I'm sorry.
And
All
your
your answers to
answers will be
all
questioned.
your answers will be questioned, and all your questions will be answered. But yeah, definitely tune into that. So if you guys enjoy the podcast, for sure subscribe. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, 5-star rating, positive review, we'd appreciate that. Be a friend, tell a friend. If you enjoy this and you know somebody that's into superhero nerd content, House of the Dragon, The Boys, I'm watching Cobra Kai right now. I love the frick out of it. If we could talk about Cobra Kai, I'd be super happy at some point. But you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, if you love nerd content, you know, and you know somebody that loves nerd content, be sure to let them know about us so we can, you know, keep growing this thing because we enjoy doing it for you guys and we got some loyal listeners. So until then, hope you guys have a great night, great weekend. D23 is going to be awesome. And until then, Alex is going to make me cringe.
Nerd up, baby. Nerd up.
Never fails. How do I? Oh, yeah.